When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Slash and then dash.
Dash.
Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I sing it to them every day for maths. I'm like, come maths, on, kids.
Yeah.
We're learning perimeter. They all have to do the dun 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 dun.
That's amazing. Maths,
it's different area.
I want to teach primary.
They still look at me like I'm really embarrassing, but they love it really.
See, mine's hit or miss. Like, half the time I'll make a little joke and the whole class will laugh and it's like, oh my god, I'm a stunning comedian. But then half the time they're like, the other day, my year nines said to me, Miss, you look like you're like Harry Potter. What the fuck does that mean? I was like, my friend likes Harry Potter. They're like, which one does she like? So I need to ask you.
All of them. Favorite? What's my favourite Harry Potter? What, book or character?
I think they wanted film, which obviously they haven't read it.
Then I guess Order of the Phoenix? That's such a weird thing. Which one is your random friend I don't know's favourite?
Because I was like, they were like, which one's your favourite? I was like, I don't know. My friend likes it. They're like, which one's her favourite? Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know that much information about her.
I was
sorry.
I was being bratty at the weekend. What was I moaning about? Oh, I can't remember. I was being bratty on the weekend, like messaging Tom something, like really arsey for no reason. And then so he came home and he brought me this to...
It's like reward. It's his opera.
To reward my bad behaviour. Yeah. I got a little Harry Potter keyring. Where he's all cute.
Now you're going to expect it every time you're bratty.
Yep. Well, because normally he gives me food if I'm bratty, so this is a step up.
I mean, both would be better.
Yeah. Or just stop being a bitch.
Is that? Okay, so you guys voted for Strange Weather We're Having, which is the story.
Really?
Yeah.
They're usually a little bit more gory than
that.
It's
like the duddy one as well.
Oh.
I was like, what? Do you know what it is?
Who's maybe some randos voted this time? Strange Weather We're Having.
So this is a story of Charles Starkweather and Carol Fugate. Is that Carol? C-A-R-I-L. Is that like dad wrote it in the birth certificate? I wasn't quite sure.
I guess so. Carol.
Carol. Well, there is a Carol in the story, so...
Oh, so we need to be Carol.
Need to be Carol. Okay, so... I got a lot of this information from the book Serial Killers and Psychopaths by Charlotte Grieg and John Marlowe, but I did fill in the gaps a little bit with some of the sources.
I thought you were going to say just with my imagination. Yeah. But I did just fill in the gaps with whatever I wanted.
Yeah. So Charles Starkweather was a child in a family of seven in a family in Nebraska, like seven kids plus parents. His family were pretty poor, but they didn't really stand out as being... like abusive or anything like that, but he had quite a temper and he would overreact when teased in school. But I guess that's a bit of a vicious cycle, isn't it? Because if you know a kid's going to overreact,
yeah,
definitely going to tease them. And we've got kids like that that are like, it's dead easy to wind up.
Yeah,
I've got a kid though that is really gullible. I'm like, I keep thinking of a new thing to tell her each day. Is it really?
Oh,
the other day she was like, Miss, one of your eyes is blue and the other one is brown. And I was like, what? What's happening? She was like, oh my god. And then like the other time she was like, Yes, I feel sick. And I was like, oh, brilliant. My medical degree is going to really pay off now. I opened my mouth and she's like, really? I was like, no, you fucking idiot. I didn't say that. So, she's lovely. He had one close friend who was Bob von Busch. And they used to hang out a lot. They used to really idolise and copy James Dean.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like their thing. So they'd wear his clothes, they'd like sing his songs. And it really worked with the ladies. Well, two ladies from one family specifically.
Okay.
So that's Barbara Fugate, who then started dating Bob and his quite younger sister.
Oh, she's going to be like 7 or something,
Carol,
isn't she?
Carol Fugate. No, but she was 13 and he was 16, which I still think is pretty weird.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah. So when at 16, Starkweather left school and he became a garbage man, or a bin man as we'd call it, which always used to be sort of the threat, didn't it? But it's not that bad a job, really.
If you don't try, you'll be a bin man.
Yeah. Is that still a thing that kids say?
No, I'm like, be a bin man. You can get up early, get everything out of the way.
Yeah. I've not heard anyone take the mick out of bin man for a long time. I'm quite glad of it.
They're like solid workers.
Yeah. So he moved out of his parents' house because he couldn't pay the rent. But he tried to pay the rent, but he couldn't pay it. So he got pretty annoyed by this, just out of society. And he finally snapped when he went to a gas station and he asked for credit to buy a stuffed toy for Carol because she's 13.
And he asked for credit.
And they said no. Basically, they said, we're not going to give you free shit. And he got really mad at this.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, he was like, oh, I'll pay you back later.
Yeah. And they're like, no. So, in revenge...
Because he had to buy toys for his underage girlfriend.
Like a stuffed teddy.
It's more than creepy. If he's 16, that is statutory rape, isn't
that's
it?
Really bad.
Not saying that they had sex, but...
Yeah.
He's grooming her.
Yeah.
He's dating her. Is it already grooming if you're dating? It's fucked up.
It's dodgy. Definitely. So, in revenge, I mean, this is America, so nothing was legal till 18 anyway, was it? You can't even do the dirty at 16 in America. Can you not? I think you can't have sex till 18. Can you get married at 16, though? They all get 16
you must
and
be
pregnant.
Able to have...
Not all of them, but...
Yeah, I don't think that's...
I think all 16 and pregnant.
Isn't 16 and pregnant, like, the standard qualification for leaving high school?
I think it's 18 is age of consent in America.
Did I?
So in revenge, he went back to this gas station and...
Ooh, a gas station,
at
Teddy.
3 a.m. And he went up to the guy who he had asked for the stuffed toy. He was called Robert Colville. And you always know it's bad if we know his name. And he forced Robert to hand over $100 at gunpoint. I mean, only $100.
Think how many stuffed toys you can buy with that.
Yeah. And then he marched him to his car and he drove them to a remote area.
What? Why do you want to keep the guy?
I don't know. So then apparently there's a bit of a struggle. And then he shot Robert in the head and killed him. And rather than being like, oh, shit, I feel really bad, Starkweather was pretty chuffed with himself. He was like, oh, I can do anything, and felt like really godlike. And I mean, obviously there's some severe issues here. I mean, 2 months later, I'm assuming, because there's nothing about him being arrested within that time, that they either didn't find the body or they didn't pin it on him.
Yeah. I guess if there was no witnesses... There'd be no CCTV. He's such a random kid. Why would you assume that he would? It's not enough of a motive thinking, oh, he refused him credit for a stuffed toy.
1940s, you're not going to have CCTV. You're not going to have DNA. It's quite a while back. So Starkweather went round to Carol's house to visit her. He gets there. She's not back from school.
Oh, God.
God, it's so weird. So rather than like sort of hanging out awkwardly with the family till she gets back, who tell him that they don't want him to be there. Obviously, it's creepy that he's dating their younger daughter.
Good, they don't approve.
So he decides to get out his gun. He shoots Carol's mother to death. Shoots Carol's stepfather to death. And then, after the parents are dead, stabs and strangles the 2-year-old child they have in the house as well. All three died. So Carol Jesus. Returns home from school.
He's really burnt his bridges there.
Oh my God. And her response is to help him clean up the blood.
Because she's probably scared for her life, though.
Well, that's what she argued. She argued that...
Like, what are you going to do? Scream and run? Yeah.
She was too scared. But we'll see what happens next and then tell me, like, whether or not you think she was involved. She argues not the whole time.
I think not. If you show up and all your family's dead...
Yeah.
What? And you know he's killed them. You just be like,
Well, they hang out in the house for several days. And then I think that's weird. Like, you can't tell me there was no point when he wasn't asleep that she could just clear off.
Where would she go, though? Her family's dead.
I guess. So
she's 13 as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, an aunt, an uncle, the police, a neighbour. Hang out with someone who's not a murderer. So anyway, the pair then decide, well, we can't just stay here forever. People keep knocking on the door and they keep saying, everyone's got flu, go away. So they're trying to hide it and they're like, we can't stay here forever, we're going to have to go. So they go to a family friend of the Starkweathers. So they drive in the car, he drives out into the sticks, and it's owned by August Mayer, who's 72. Now, in the meantime, the police go to the house and they find the family dead after they've left. So when they get to August Mayer's house...
See, this is where it's all wrong, because if gun laws were stricter,
yeah,
and they weren't allowed to drive till they were older, but they were allowed to have sex at 16 and say, like, weed was legalized, then all of these 16-year-old, like, potential psychopaths would just be fucking and smoking. None of them would be driving around shooting people. Because if you can have sex at 16, you're not going to do anything else for, like, a good 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I came up for air until I was 21.
Brilliant.
Sorry. Just saying.
Yeah, you're right there. You're like, legalise marijuana.
You think, like, this is amazing.
Make sex legal younger. Get rid of guns. I think full stop.
And obviously, like, give them some contraception. Like, when you go and have your TB jab, if they just gave you the contraceptive injection at the same time.
Yeah.
Or have at it.
But yeah, you've got to get that every 3 months, haven't you? I think they should make contraception a lot easier to get. Fucking nightmare. Anyway. So, they get to August Mayer's house, shoot him in the face, then kill his dog.
I think that was just, what the fuck? I think they should make contraception easier to get. So we shot him in the face. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
It's true, this is what we're doing. And then, so, they didn't even stay there overnight, though. Like, they've got this house now that they could be staying at, but they just take his guns and they leave the car there because they think that it's probably tracing it, and then they hitch a ride. And they hitch a ride with these two teenagers called Robert Jansen and Carole King. So this is Carol. Isn't Carole King a famous singer? Anyway, it's a different one. It's not her. So, and they pick them up because they're also teenagers, and I think they lived in the same town as them, so they knew them, but obviously it's teenagers, they see teenagers, they think, we'll give them a ride. And they pull out the gun pretty quickly, say, okay, drive us somewhere remote. Then they shoot Robert, and then Starkweather tries to rape Carol, fails, I assume can't get it up, and then he claims that Carol shoots Carol King as well.
He says that she did it, but
she says that he did it and she waited in the car. So what is that, 5 people dead now? 6, no, 3 with the baby, 4, 5, 6 people dead. So this is a massacre. So then they take the car that they were hitchhiking in, that now they've killed the owners of. They drive to quite a fancy neighbourhood and they break into just a random house. Pick one at random. Here is the owner, the owner's wife and the maid. So the man's name is Lauer, L-A-U-E-R. He's not there at that point. And then his wife is Clara. So they kill Clara, they kill the maid, they kill the dog. Lower comes back, they kill him. then they steal the jewelry, their car, and then they leave again. So that's three more that they've killed. So police are trailing them now, and they're getting quite close. And people are, because these people are rich, people are freaking out. It's like random attack. This rich family, quite well stated.
Oh, not them.
I know. So there begins like a high profile case. Like they've got pictures everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. Ugh. And somebody, like, eventually they sort of work out where they are. So, and they're trailing the car. They've got the car registration. So, the couple, so Starkweather and Carol, they...
maybe it's like an accent thing, like Carol.
Carol?
Carol. Carol.
So they spot a shoe salesman asleep in his car, and they think, right, well, we need to change this car because they're going to be following
right, we
us.
Need a pair of shoes. So,
so
why don't I shoot you in the face?
So they shot him in the face.
Always in the face.
Took his car, drove off again. But when they tried to drive off, they stalled. And I think she, like... do you know, old cars, if you stalled, like, you really stalled, because you had to, like, do the manual choke and all. Do you remember that?
No, not from my lifetime.
We had one.
Really?
With a manual choke. And if you did it wrong...
did you have to wind your car up at the front? Like,
like poop, poop. No, we had
like
one.
Like Toad of Toad Hall. Just like, did you wear goggles when you were in it?
I'm sure it's my brother's first car. You had to, like, yank the clutch, the choke out at the right time. It's ridiculous. Oh, it was just a stupid, shitty car. Anyway, so I imagine if they, like, they were fiddling around with this, a motorist stops to help, and you kind of, like, internally I was going, no, run.
He's
like,
going to get shot in the
don't
face.
Be a good Samaritan. But he doesn't get shot in the face. He's fine. But he... Starkweather grabs out the gun and starts threatening him, and then a policeman's walking by, so this guy's like, oh my god, and then he recognises him, goes, oh my god, it's Starkweather, he's trying to shoot me, and his policeman gets back in his car and they start chasing him. So they're chasing at about 100 miles per hour, this really high speed chase.
I'm surprised that cars could go that fast.
Yeah, especially when he's like fucked up the choke. And the only reason they stopped this chase is because the police managed to shoot out the windscreen, and a bit of glass went into Starkweather and cut him, and he thought that he was going to die. So he stopped and went...
there's that oversensitivity. He's just shot like 8 people in the face. Yeah. He gets a cut and he's like, well, that's it. My life's over.
So Stargate received the death penalty and Carol Fugate got a life sentence.
Starkweather.
So Starkweather's, yeah, he got the death penalty.
Stargate.
Did I say Stargate? What is Stargate's that show, isn't
Stargate,
it?
SG-1.
Starkweather received
You've written
death,
it down written, and everything. Yeah,
I don't even like Stargate. It's such a geeky show.
I used to have to watch it with my dad. He's like, you will watch Stargate or you will go to your room quietly. Okay, Dad, great.
Well, you picked Stargate. You've got so much stuff in your room. Like, that's where the fun shit is. No?
No.
You picked Stargate.
Sometimes it was good. I never watch them now. God.
You look like a Stargate fan.
I'm not a fan of it. I just watched some of it. The film was good.
So... Starkweather received the death penalty. He got the electric chair. And Carol Fugate got a life sentence. She maintains that she was
Oh, so she
did
get, I suppose.
But, like, come on, it's been days. There's been loads of murders.
But she's 13 and she's seen him kill people in the face.
Oh, wow. I mean, surely there was times when he was asleep or she could have run. Like, I'm sure... but I mean, there's no way she would have gone out and done that on her own.
25 to life. Like, she couldn't have, it couldn't have been life meaning life.
Well, she served 17.5 years. And then she became a janitor.
Well, what's she going to do? She's been in prison since she was 13.
Yeah. True.
Bless her.
So, that's...
I think she's a victim in it. She walked in on this dead family. What the hell is she going to do?
I mean, it's not exactly like... Ian and Myra, is it? Like
Graham they're Young not, like, went to hospital it. And came out just for trying to kill his own parents.
Yeah.
She's like had a horrific trauma. She's got a boyfriend who's been grooming her for all these times. She's 13. She's still a child. Like taking her on this murderous joyride. I don't think you would have been able to get away.
Yeah.
And then prison for life. So now what's she going to do with herself?
Yeah. Well, she's probably dead now, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose it was the 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not justice.
Not justice.
Not justice. All right, so that is it. See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.